This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The city council will meet later this morning to appoint a new mayor after Louise Carter King resigned last night in the wake of controversy over text messages between herself and former city administrator Patrick Davidson. Carter King announced her resignation in a press release, thanked the city council and staff, said she was proud to have served the city for nearly 30 years, that it was never her intention to hurt people, but recognized that she did, and said that her actions damaged relationships. She also said stepping down was in the best interest of the city. She said she was sure that the city council would continue to make Gillette the greatest city in the state. Council President Nathan McClelland, in the same press release, thanked Carter King for her longtime service to the community, said her passion and experience would be missed, and said he and the council wished her all the best. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners has voted to appoint Del Shellstad as Bob Mall's replacement as chairman of the board. According to the news record, Shellstad said as he moves forward, looking at the county's most valuable asset, its employees, to see what can be done to secure them better compensation will be one of his top priorities. The names of three candidates selected as finalists to replace District Judge Thomas W. Rumke have been submitted to Governor Mark Gordon by the Judicial Nominations Commission. Circuit Judge Paul Phillips, Circuit Judge Matthew Castano, and Ron Worthwine have been named as nominees. Governor Gordon has 30 days to appoint one of the three candidates. A Gillette woman has pled guilty to wire fraud and other charges. Alexa Kinney is scheduled to be sentenced on March 24th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.